Before we get to today's News AF, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at True Car. Because when you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting the real pricing on the actual inventory. And unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. You could be configuring your car online only to find out, wait a second, that price is not available. What? But with True Car, you get the real pricing on the actual factual inventory, not just pricing offered by True Car. This is pricing that you get from the actual dealer. Not just any dealer, a True Car certified dealer. What does that mean? It's a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency. That's good. And offering you a competitive market price. Also good. With True Car, you'll easily find the car that you want. Next, True Car is going to show you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is, and you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to True Car users by the True Car certified dealer network. And there's over 13,000 True Car dealers nationwide. So you'll work directly with one of them, and then you're more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when you're connected with the True Car certified dealer. And best of all, True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a special edition of the most interesting news stories of the week here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
That's right. We are recording this show on a Sunday this week because it is, one, my wife's birthday, and I thought of no better way to celebrate this than by recording some News AF. First off, a man who has nonstop excitement going on this weekend. Here is Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I'm just playing dad all weekend long, which has been fun. Brigham's been in a good mood, so that's been pretty good.
Yes, well, that's very exciting. And then also here with me, a man who's also going to be doing some traveling this week, Danny Bryson. Danny, the high in the sky.
So good to be here. I just like it that I can see you guys before Tuesday.
Yeah.
Double dose.
Yeah, but now
Danny,
it'll be...
You know where I live, and you could just walk in anytime.
I do go to your house quite often. Rob, that's the treat. That's the cherry on top.
Do you ever go unannounced to Tyson's house? Like just they're like, hey, it's
so
me.
Every time I go to Tyson's house, I'm unannounced, according to Tyson, because I'm talking with his landlord, not Tyson.
Ollie.
So what a blessing. Yep.
Yes. So you go hang out with him, and then you could do like a twofer.
Yeah, that's how I count it. Yeah. Two friends for the price of one.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well, here we are on Sunday, and lots going on in the world. All eyes are on Florida, as we are hoping everybody there is doing okay. And our thoughts are with everybody who is, in the danger zone. Hope everybody is doing all right. How are you guys this weekend?
No rain to speak of.
Yeah, no, it's clear. It rained a little bit this weekend, but no gale force winds. I did get some updates from a few people in Florida. Some of them are crab fishing in Tampa. I guess not crab fishing, crabbing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hope not right now.
They are. I got picture and video. 50
Is this the best time to crab fish during a hurricane?
I don't know.
I don't know. This was pre-hurricane, right?
I got video of them doing it like an hour ago.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it had made a landfall there. I feel like it was at the time we're recording this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably one way to make crab fishing extreme with just
that is extreme. That is extreme.
You mean fighting a giant crab with pincher claws with your bare hands isn't extreme enough?
During a storm.
John is on the scene there. He says that they're under curfew. So hopefully nobody is violating their curfew to go crab fishing.
Yeah.
Curfew? That sounds... I don't like the sound of that. I haven't had a curfew for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. It
was like unnatural.
Yeah. Tyson, Lancelot wants you to hype up Run It Up Reno.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting that we'll Tyson, myself will be in Reno. Danny said he wouldn't be caught dead in Reno, but we will be there.
So we're going to have to murder him.
Yeah, the only way I'd be there would be if my body was just laying on the street getting abuse.
Oh, it'll get abused.
I know it'll get abused. I can only imagine what the they'd find at the mortuary, all those things stuffed inside me.
All right. Well, if you want to come and hang out with Tyson and I at Jason Somerville's Run It Up Reno, we're going to do the Survivor Know-It-Alls there on October 18th. So find out more information at runitupreno.com. Jason Somerville's great event that Tyson just cleans up at every single time.
One time.
Okay. All right. Let's get into some of our stories at this hour. We have been long following all of the robot news that has been coming out over these last 18, 24 months. And once again, we have some breaking news coming to us out of Japan. And of course, the Japanese are way more advanced than we are in terms of developing these robotic creatures to inhabit your home. So it's no surprise that they have built a very lifelike robotic dog, but they have added some functionality that I don't even know if we knew we wanted, because that in Japan, I know you guys have spent a lot of time in Asia. Have you guys spent time in Japan?
Unfortunately, no.
No. I saw Japan from an airplane.
Well, it is customary in a lot of Japanese homes to take your shoes off as you enter the abode, but there is a concern for a lot of people that they may or may not have a foot odor problem. And so
classic stink foot.
I know those concerns.
Yes. And this robotic dog now will exist to help tell you. You may not know, does my foot stink or not? The robotic dog has been built to detect how smelly your foot is and will alert you.
Okay, will it spray Febreze out of its nostrils? No, if it detects
you. No, it will not help you in any way.
No.
What the dog will do, yes, the dog will alert you by barking at you.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Or it will lay over if they're really stinky. But here's my concern. What if you already have Febrezed your feet and you go in and it just detects odor, whether good or bad?
Yeah,
I don't think it detects good odor.
You think robots can? Do you think they're so advanced that they can detect bad odor only?
Yeah, like what if I cover my socks in Justin Bieber cologne? Mm-hmm. And it thinks that's an adverse scent.
No, I think it's got a great point. The dog, robot dog, is specifically trained to seek out the foot odor. So it's like saying like, well, you know, what if I have like a delicious, bag of beef jerky in my bag? Will the bomb sniffing dog then start barking? No. Like, I don't think so, because he's looking for bombs and drugs and stuff like that. So, you know, even if it's something that smells good.
The robot dog is identical to a real dog.
Yes.
Much.
Yes. I think they've sort of built that philosophy in. And Tyson actually just went over this pretty quickly, but I think it's worth repeating that if your feet smell bad enough, the robot dog will keel over.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like drop dead on the floor. Like that. Your feet smell so bad, you have killed this robot dog.
Why do you want a dog that draws attention to your foot odor?
It's not for you to your foot odor. It's to your guest's foot odor.
But what does your guest do once your robot dog has identified the foot odor issue?
I thought of something, but I can't say it out there.
Okay. While Tyson thinks about the funny thing he just thought up, again, I'd like to point out how this is an opportunity to improve upon the dog. Right?
Yeah. Okay, good.
So here we have an opportunity to do better than what God has done with the dog and create a robo dog that not only detects, but solves problems. Like how great would that be?
Perfect.
You know,
so like a problem solving dog,
like Scooby-Doo,
socks odor. Other problems, like he actually goes out and takes up real dog poo and puts it on the right yard. He just does things that are constructive rather than just being a burden for the robot dog owner family. Mm-hmm.
Right. As opposed to the real dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's improve it.
I see.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, technology.
Just the fact it's a robot dog, it seems like an improvement.
Okay. So here's what we do. This is how we do it. dog senses stink foot in the house from one of your guests. Stink foot from a guest is a bad, it's a bad thing. Like when they come over, pop their shoes off, put their feet up on your couch and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to have to fumigate everything. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so if you can have the dog be like, oh, beep, beep, boop. And then it sprays antibacterial deodorant all over them.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can it do it lift its leg and or do that?
It'll lick the feet because then you're washing it too.
Yep. Yep. I like this. Why not?
So it's like a cat shower, but from a dog.
Yeah.
What will happen if it smells your crotch and detects
peanut butter
in your crotch?
So you have peanut butter on your crotch for whatever reason.
You are asking
it's not
for
that kind of robot. It is not that kind of robot.
No, Tyson. Yeah, it's easy to get the two. All the robot ideas mixed up.
They're right next to each other in the store. Mm-hmm. The peanut butter dog and the foot odor dog are right next to each other in the store.
Don't make that mistake.
So that being said, do you guys currently ask people to remove their shoes when they visit your home?
Sometimes.
Danny's got a house that's got a lot of white in it and he's a homeowner. I'm a renter with pretty old, gross carpet anyway, so I encourage people to leave their shoes on.
Yes, for the carpet or for the people? Yeah.
Everybody. It's better for everybody. It's
better for everybody. Danny, yeah. So you want people to take their shoes off. Do you want them to wear socks or you encourage them to go barefoot?
So here's the thing. We specifically have almost no carpet in our entire house because I think carpet's disgusting.
Yes.
So we're 50-50 on whether or not you have to take your shoes off because it's all hardwood. But I think that there is an issue with taking your shoes off and now exposing the feet. But my wife wants to do the no shoes thing because she says our kids' shoes are dirty. But when they take their shoes off, their feet are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
They're at least as dirty as the shoes.
They have the little moist footprints on the hardwood.
Yeah,
imagine if that was soft black. Wood.
Yeah. Oh, heaven forbid. Soft wood just suck up a good pine.
Yeah. I almost always am wearing shoes that I feel the guests can wear the shoes and then I will also wear shoes at all times in my house.
Yeah.
Let's just say I don't correct people when they take them off because they see shoes near the door.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be like follow someone around and be like, you're going to take those off. That's how I roll.
Yeah. Right.
I've showered in flip-flops before at my own house.
Yeah, idea.
Why?
We're renting.
I totally support Tyson on the flip flop. I showered with flip flops until I moved into this house. Just so gross.
Then this robot dog, I know what you guys are thinking. This sounds great. How do I get this? Mm-hmm. What do I have to do? Yes. So the robot dog will not hit the market until next year when it will be available for just 100,000 yen. Which is roughly, not a dog pun, roughly $9,200 US.
That's still cheaper than a sex doll. High-end doll is $15,000.
Sure.
You can reprogram this dog, Tyson's peanut butter settings. It sounds like you'd have a cheaper deal.
High peanut butter scan. Look at, I'm finding these robot dogs on Amazon for low prices, like $11, $12. So why don't we just get one of those and reprogram it to smell stink feet?
Yeah. I mean, I really don't know, like, that. How bad is this issue where it's like that you would require? Is it so awkward to say to somebody that they have a smelly foot that you would put down $9,000 on a dog that will tell them for you? Like, is it that much of an issue that, like, I kind of would like people to know that their feet stink when they come into my house. So I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah. One thing we should not do is give the robot prostitutes these olfactory senses.
No, bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just,
what about the peanut butter settings?
Well, that's different. That's still the dog. But I think that some robots don't necessarily need to smell, like those that clean up crime scenes, the ones that work at brothels. Mm-hmm. They don't all need all the tech in their bodies.
Yeah, they don't need everything. Need
all six senses.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the other thing, Rob. when you're talking about not needing that dog, you are talking about it from your cultural standpoint.
Yeah.
In Japan, everybody removes their shoes. They sit on the floor when they eat. They are closer to each other's feet. Maybe. I'm also not claiming to understand, but maybe it is more of a necessity there than here. Like, you know how we have forks here? A lot of them think those are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe our fork, which is a necessity to us, is their foot stink smelling dog.
It's possible. I don't know enough about the culture. I would love to have any of our Japanese listeners let us know how big of an issue this is and other things that have been attempted to try to remedy this problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about a scam that is going on. And I always like to get into these things to let our listeners know what's going on. And this was an issue that was reported in Milwaukee this past week when a woman was handed a wallet by a person who said she was asked if she dropped the wallet on the floor. The wallet had about $150,000 in bills sticking out of it. And
what kind of wallet was that?
Yeah, what kind of wallet?
Even if they're all hundreds, you can't fit that many bills into a single wallet.
Did you see the picture of the wallet?
Yeah, but that's not 150 grand in there.
Yeah. And that might have been a stock photo. Picture. Yeah.
That's a stock photo. Those were all like tens and twenties. That's like literally $130 in that wallet that's pictured, and it's too fat to put in your pocket. So imagine 150,000. That, I mean, I don't know how that could be, but I find $150,000 cash in one single wallet almost impossible to contain.
Okay. Well, here's the scam. So somebody comes up to you, says, Tyson, hey, I think you just dropped this wallet. Here it is. Looks like this is about 150K in cash. This must be yours, right? You dropped it?
Oh, yeah, that is mine. Thank you.
Yes. And then the scammer says, well, I need to make sure you're responsible with money. Let's go to an ATM. And then give me $2,000 in cash, and then I'll know that you have the fiscal responsibility to get this wallet full of cash.
The minute a stranger talks to me, alarm bells are going off, right?
Yeah. Like a, foot odor dog.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. What is this person's angle? What do they want? And this is similar to a scam they were doing with a ring, where someone claims to have found, did you drop this ring? Ooh, it must be like a $10,000 ring. Why don't we split it? You pay me a little bit and we can split it and you can have the whole ring. It's a pretty common thing, the whole drop.
Yes.
And then you want to get it in the victim's
Slipping
hand.
Slipping Jimmy-esque.
Yeah, it's very, just don't talk to me. You know, the minute someone talks to you, just assume that it's a scam.
Yeah,
and,
Run for it.
Stranger talks, just don't.
You're leaving the grocery store at night. You go to open your car door. As somebody runs up, it's like, hey. You ignore them, but they're so persistent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You try to, but they're like, oh, hey, I have a question. And then you're like, oh, and then it's too late.
Yes.
Yeah, just back over them if you have to get out of there. There was another scam a while back where someone would ask to borrow your phone. And then when they are on your phone, they would get, you know, as much information as they could while they pretended to make a call. And so really the best thing you do is that when it comes to a stranger, if there is no context for what they're asking for or why they're engaging you, just ignore them. Mm-hmm. Stranger danger is a real thing.
Stranger danger.
We need a dog that can sniff out stranger danger.
Yes. How could they do that?
Oh, they probably put out certain pheromones when people are trying to steal from you.
Very good, Tyson. Yes. Use that nose that they already have tech for. Just have a stranger danger dog.
No, I did read an article this week that there is artificial intelligence that can look at a picture of you and tell, I believe, with 91% accuracy if you are gay or straight. I feel like that they should be able to have this technology available.
So basically,
does it just have pink homo sensors?
I was going to say homophobes around the world are rejoicing.
I would think that a lot of them are going to show up on the wrong side of that test.
What is it looking for? Do we know the criteria?
I'm not sure. I don't have that news article in front
of
me.
Here's what we need, Rob. Here's what we need. We need augmented reality. I think I talked about this. Glasses that tell me who I am, who I'm talking with, because then the glasses can look at this person
like Terminator vision.
Yeah, just like Terminator, targeting, clothes sizing.
So you're wearing like these like Google Glass, and then what's coming up, like my LinkedIn profile, and then Google search results.
It scans their face, tells you whether or not they're gay, because for some reason that technology's developed. Then it tells you whether or not they have a criminal history, their Facebook page, their LinkedIn, and it's like, oh,
well, this tell you if they're verified marketer. On Instagram.
Yeah, whether or not you're verified on Instagram, and
this
then it
is
can
a nightmare for me. It's a nightmare for me because now all day, every day, I'm getting strangers coming up and being like, "Hey, so you're on Survivor? I never saw that show. What's that about?"
Okay, but Tyson, here, you can block yourself, right? Your glasses can block theirs, but by blocking yourself, you become highly suspicious.
You're off the grid.
Which is fine, because now people don't talk to you, which
you've
can be
unlisted
a great
number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you probably have like a public profile that you are going to upload, like with like your cat, like your tag word, like on MySpace, you had like a phrase and something like that. And then you have like your whatever your avatar name is. Right.
Yeah. And it like tells people how many steps a day you do, what your eye condom score is.
Your eye condom score.
Yeah, all the important things. Remember we talked about the eye condom?
Oh, yeah. The smart condom.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. So, I mean, who knows what information they'll be able to call upon, but there's definitely going to be a lot of information out there that even if you wanted to disappear, you wouldn't be able to.
Oh, man.
So how do I disappear?
You stay in your house, which is what you pretty much do most of the time, right, Tyson?
Yeah. So in a way, the scammers would know who to target also.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The scammers would know. Don't bother with this guy. He's worth nothing.
Yeah, but that's why you
can look at their net worth.
Yeah. Or we can harvest this person's organs. They have nothing going on. Nobody will miss them. Yeah.
And you know their blood type and history. Yeah.
Yeah. Eye condom user.
You just developed a super weapon, Danny.
Terrible. No,
I didn't develop crap. You don't think Facebook is working really hard on augmented reality?
Well, you're not helping.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've teamed up.
All right. Well, a update. We always have talked about the arch enemy of the News AF podcast, Gwyneth Paltrow, that she is actually going to be coming out with a new magazine, which is called the Goop Magazine, which will feature Gwyneth on the cover of the first issue, covered in mud. Danny, do you care to hazard a guess how much the Goop Magazine will cost?
First of all, great time to get into print media.
Yes,
I think
that, genius.
It's so smart. Right now is the time. I'm going to hazard a guess that it's $14.99.
Yes. Well, that's a good job. That's exactly right, Danny.
Dudes.
Yes.
Here's the thing. So Rachel, when she travels, is this out already?
No, magazine? You can pre-order it. You can pre-order it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because Rachel, when she travels by herself, she always buys magazines. And I'm like, why do you buy those? She's like, I just like the physical magazine to flip through and stuff. I was like, you can find all those articles for free online for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stockpile magazines once in a while. So I was going to say, this is a week that Rachel is traveling. She probably owns this magazine if it was already pre-ordered.
The only reason to own printed magazines is if you are in a hostage situation and you need to make a ransom note. Other than that,
is that still the way to do it? I feel like that's probably a bad way to go. I feel like this is going to be a lot of DNA with the tape and kind of.
Oh, no, you don't have to spooge your DNA all over it.
That's not mandatory.
Oh, that's not how they get the letters to stick to the paper.
No. Just use glue and then cut out the letters. Okay. I feel like those are the only people using magazines are people writing the notes.
Rob, surgical gloves on.
Yep.
Okay.
Collect supplies. Glue note together. Still keeping gloves on. Put it in an envelope.
CSI people, you're sitting there cutting up like letters out of magazines. Like one of your hairs is going to fall out. Like you're going to get something in there. They're going to be able to track it for you.
Why are you doing this naked?
There's so many, you're going to get something on there that they're going to be able to tell.
Rob,
yeah.
You could wear an Intel commercial costume. Mm-hmm. Or here's the other thing you could do. Do it somewhere really, really public. So you got a bunch of people's DNAs on.
Oh, everybody. That's a good idea. Like do it like in a public bathroom.
Like,
yeah.
Like a Starbucks bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and collect all the pubes, sprinkle them on there. Then you're framing someone else. Yeah.
This weekend, the Stephen King film It is expected to have made over $100 million. A lot of people went out to go see it, but not everybody is rejoicing. In Thunder Bay, Michigan, members of the Thunder Bay Clown Club have gathered to protest the negative portrayal of clowns in the film.
TBCC, huh?
Yeah.
Thunder Bay Clown Club. Dude, I'm going to see if they sell t-shirts because that's a dope name.
That is pretty cool. Like, I think that could be my new band name.
The Thunder Bay Clown Thunder Club? Bay
Clown Club.
It's pretty good.
Although the Insane Clown Posse's kind of put the hurt on the clown in the name for a band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so theirs isn't funny. It's just sad. Yeah. But now, maybe, do you think there's any chance that it'll be funny?
No, because this movie is going to ruin the whole clown image, it sounds like.
I mean, was there a good clown image to begin with?
No. Okay. Last year, they had that whole clown business.
Clownpocalypse. Yeah. Yep.
The last time that there was a real positive clown in my life, like I can't like even
a clown mentor.
I can't even think of a positive clown role model that I've had in my life that I've looked to and been like, I can't wait to see that clown again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe Stephen Fishback is very pro clown.
He is?
Yes.
In an ironic way.
No, I believe he's pro clown and pro mime, I believe.
Hmm. Wow.
Yes.
Mime even, huh?
Yeah.
That's going real low on the totem pole of,
I'm going to make sure that my augmented reality tells me what camp clown and mime people are in.
Yeah.
Like, guys, pro mime. It's like, ooh.
You can get that app.
I found this wallet. Mm-hmm. Pro mime guy. Yeah.
So I know you're a big fan of the mime art.
So in this article, as reported by Vice.com, they spoke with Diane McNichol, who her stage name is Dottie the Clown. That's her clown name. She says, I feel like this has done great harm in the business of clowning and for clowns. A number of clown clubs have actually folded due to the negativity surrounding it. Boy, no. Disgruntled clowns now, Danny.
Well, I don't think it was this movie. If anything, last year did more harm to the clown reputation, whatever was left of it, than this movie. This might have been the final, you know, nail in the coffin for the clown.
Yeah.
But definitely their reputation was under attack last year.
Yeah, that's what Dottie the Clown said as well. The financial blow to the clowning industry has already happened. So basically the bottom has already fallen out of the clowning business. But when I meet my American clown friends, they tell me that business has dropped. People don't invite them to parties and they don't even get invited to events anymore, Tyson.
You know,
yeah, that's very believable.
They should move to crypto clown currency, move it off the grid onto the dark web, get some crypto clown currency going.
And that's what that do?
Wise. It's just they can have the image of a clown, maybe bring it back, some positive aspects of clowning around.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, guys. They're all complaining about this negative stuff. Do you remember when Insane Clown Posse started as a band? That was the beginning of the end for clowns. Mm-hmm. Then the original film came out in like 1922. Just kidding. I remember when the first one came out, I was old enough to be like, oh, that's a scary clown movie.
Yeah.
And now, and then the Simpsons had one where they've got that scary clown in there.
Yeah, that's right.
What really got me with that the film Poltergeist, the original Poltergeist, there is a clown that comes to life in the Poltergeist house and does kill. I believe the little boy's name in the movie is named Robbie, and I believe that he does. The clown is gets him.
Yeah.
So it's terrifying. That'll do it. Terrifying. Not good. Stephen King, though, did respond to the backlash from the clowns. He tweeted out and said, the clowns are pissed at me. Sorry, most are great, but kids have been scared of clowns. Don't kill the messengers for the message.
Agreed.
Okay. I'm with the clowns here. I don't want them pissed off at me. You can have that noise, Stephen King.
So you're saying that you support the Thunder Bay Clown Club 100%?
Yep.
Ride or die.
Got a raw deal. Got a raw deal.
Ride or die.
I have long said the It movie should not have been made.
Well, why is that?
Too scary. Too scary.
Maybe 10% of all proceeds go to the Thunder Bay Clown College.
I will go watch all three Human Centipede movies before I watch It.
How many Saw movies will you watch before you watch It?
I don't think the Saw movie. I mean, I've seen a couple of the Saw movies. I don't think that they are as offensive as some of these other things.
I don't like watching the Saw movies.
No, I don't like watching them, but I've seen it probably the first
Sounds
two.
Like you really like watching people get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the first one, I don't think necessarily was that bad. I feel like that they sort of like went down more sort of like the torture porn, what would you call that?
I don't know. Torture porn, probably.
I'm going to tell you the genre that really scares me are the inbred hillbilly horrors, like The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I spent a lot of time out in the boonies, and I'm always thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like the whole, what's that movie starring?
Deliverance? The Trip.
Deliverance. Yeah, that type of horror show.
Yeah, but that movie's so good because he's wearing a neoprene sleeveless shirt the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's realistic. So
clowns don't do it for me. The torture porn, I think, is stupid. But the hillbilly horror genre, that's kind of the one I don't like.
I don't like to call them hillbillies. I prefer to call them backwoods bumpkins.
Okay.
It's the preferred nomenclature. Yeah,
but all right.
Okay. One other big story that we want to cover today, sent to us by many of our listeners, the story of a first date gone wrong, a Tinder date even, about a woman who had an issue after she needed nature called. And she had to she answered, and the bathroom, the plumbing was not working properly, and she felt it necessary to dispose of her number two out the window. Now, I guess first, before we get into what happened to her, Tyson, was this the right call rather than to alert the host of the date?
That the toilet wasn't working?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you should, especially if you're just newly dating, you should avoid making a number two at that person's house.
Right, when you show up
no matter
for
what.
A booty call, is that what?
Yeah. Here's what you do, Rob. So let's say you try to get somewhere public and use a restroom, but even still, you don't want them to know that poop came out of your bottom. So what you got to do is you got to hold it and hold it and hold it till it's about to explode out your butt. Then you run back there, take as much time as you would to pee. If you have to do it in their house, this is still the same protocol.
Okay.
Then you turn on the faucet at the, like, right as you sit down, you flush the toilet and turn on the faucet to make it sound like you're peeing and washing up, like, almost immediately.
Okay.
Then you can drop your dump while the water's flushing, so it gets sucked down immediately. Then a second courtesy flush if needed.
Yeah.
Raw, great strategy. Raw liquid soap on your hands without getting it wet at all. And then wave them in the air to spread the soap scent around. Mm-hmm. And then wash your hands.
Okay.
So I've had something kind of like this, not totally similar. Two separate incidents.
Which part?
Well, let me tell you the first one. So I was on a date, a group date. We were watching a movie. I think it was Braveheart, and I had to go pee. So I went to the bathroom, which was right next to the room that we were watching the movie in. And I don't know why people do this, but you know how people put fuzzy things on the top of the toilet?
Yeah.
It was like a thing.
Yeah.
So they had a fuzzy thing on top of the toilet. So I lifted up the toilet seat and started to pee. But the fuzzy thing didn't allow it to be open all the way. So while I was in the middle of my pee, the whole toilet seat came down. So now I'm pissing all over the fuzzy thing. And in a panic to get the fuzzy thing back up, peeing everywhere else. Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but I can feel her pain. Meanwhile, everybody is in the movie thing. So I can't swear out loud. I can't really do anything. I have to act like nothing happened. So now the fuzzy thing wasn't as fuzzy because it was wet. And so it kind of held up and I just left it up. I wiped up as much urine as I could and went back to the date and no one was the wiser.
It was a seat cover. What was the fuzzy thing?
The fuzzy thing is a seat cover. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you should have done is removed the seat cover and went and jammed it under the thing in the sink as far back as you could. And then just say you never, that wasn't
okay,
there.
When so that's the first story. Here's the second story.
Okay.
I was at a place, there were a lots of good looking women there. And it was a place of business, a small place of business where all of them were women. I was the only man.
What this is sounding incriminating, Danny.
Is this with your wife?
It's not incriminating. No. So I went to go use the bathroom and the toilet was clogged. Now I didn't clog it, right?
Yeah,
I
peed. You had to go out and let people know that it wasn't you.
No, I didn't do that. I peed. I flushed it. It started to flood. I just walked out. Didn't say anything. While the cascade of water flowed behind me like Niagara Falls.
Wow, so you just walked out like a boss?
Just walked out like a boss. I didn't say anything to anybody. I didn't really know anybody in there, but it was full of women. They were all fairly good looking. And just the thought of bringing it up would have been too much. So I thought they won't know who I am if I walk out, but if I bring it up right now, I'll make it a whole thing. And I didn't clog it. So
see, I was at a place where I went into a similar situation, but there was a line of people waiting for the restroom and I went in and it was in complete disarray. Toilet paper scattered, probably even poo smears, and backup and stuff. So I took as little time in there as possible to pee. Opened the door and just said, it wasn't me. It must have been the person before me to the entire line as I walked out. So then I was like absolving myself of any wrongdoing.
Yeah.
I feel bad for this girl. The one thing I don't, this is where she went too far, was to manhandle her own turd.
Okay. So here's what happens. We got off on a little bit of a tangent there. So what the woman did is she panicked. And she, I guess, with the help of some toilet tissue, she removed said incriminating a piece of evidence from the latrine and then went to go and drop it out a nearby window, which is probably not advised. Also, you kind of don't want like that falling on people.
We're not apes.
Right. However, the issue ended up being that there was not a lot of room. It was like, I guess that this apartment building, this took place in England, that the building was right up against another building. And then the paper covered evidence sort of like was just laying on the windowsill.
I get that.
And this was not a window that opened from the bottom. This was a window that opened from the top. So the woman, who was an amateur gymnast, attempted to jimmy herself out the window into this very narrow alleyway to retrieve what she had dropped on the windowsill and ended up getting stuck. And required the help from the fire department to get back into the building.
You know, I once visited Tyson. Mm-hmm. This is another bathroom story. So might as well do the trifecta.
Don't hold it in, Danny.
Tyson said, no, you shouldn't. It's very dangerous. Tyson said, if you have to go pee in the middle of the night, just pee out the window. That's what I do. And I'm like, okay. He's like, you don't want to go down the hall. And like I said, I was visiting him. He lived in Europe. I didn't know the layout of the house. I'm like, okay, I'll pee out the window. So of course my pee schedule's off because I've traveled to Europe and in the middle of the night I had to pee. Now here's the thing that I didn't think about was that Tyson's like 5 inches taller than me. Right?
Okay.
So I started to pee and I realized halfway into the pee that I'm not tall enough to get it out the window like he can. And the water pressure is going down, or bladder pressure. And so unfortunately for Tyson, who slept in that room most days.
No, I never slept in that room.
Okay, good. That's a good thing because I peed all over the windowsill.
Room.
All over the windowsill and the radiator. As the urine.
You already told me that.
Yeah, I know I told you that. But it just.
But you couldn't tell from the sound, Danny?
Tell from the sound what?
Like, I feel like the sound of pee going out a window and the sound of pee hitting a radiator that's in front of you are very different.
No, he could tell, but there's nothing he could do.
What was he supposed to do?
Jump up and down?
Oh, you were going to stop?
No, you're not going to stop. Unhealthy. I had to pee really bad. Yeah. Jeez, I'm not going to risk prostate cancer to stop to protect Tyson's radiator.
It wasn't even mine. It was a place I was renting.
Yeah, he was renting. Obviously, Tyson loves rented space.
Hey, doesn't your landlord listen to this podcast?
What?
Well, not the landlord in Austria.
Yeah.
She was crazy anyway.
And the landlord at this house knows that we can't get any of these windows open.
Safe from Tyson's midnight urination.
Here's the thing that woman should have done. And now I'm just rethinking my whole poop strategy while on a date. Just drop an upper decker. They won't notice it immediately. And when they do, later down the road, they won't know when it happened.
Unless you marry them, then you're fine. You're scot-free. Yeah.
And they probably don't have the money to pay for DNA analysis.
Okay. All right. Well, the paramedics had to come. They needed to basically remove the window to get the woman out. The happy ending to this story was that they created a GoFundMe to pay for the window, the replacement window for the story. They were looking for just 200 pounds. They ended up getting 2,700 pounds from people for this GoFundMe to replace the window.
So hopefully he'll buy a more powerful toilet.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Did they stay together, Danny? Do we know that?
How are they going to split that extra cash?
Yeah. I mean, this is like a great story that the best man would talk about at the wedding. Like, all right. Mm-hmm. Does anybody here know the story of how these two met? Let me you remember Tinder?
I think it would be difficult to go on after this, especially if this is your first date.
Why? You've gotten all the awkwardness out of the way. Farting in front of them is going to be no big deal.
No, it's a beautiful story because it was like, oh, you cared so much what I thought about you that this was the length that you were willing to go just to avoid potentially being embarrassed in front of me. You cared what I had to think.
I don't think I would pick up my own poo for my wife. I mean, that's true love right there. This couple has it.
Mm-hmm. Would you pick up your wife's poo?
No, I would not.
Wow.
Well, what's the emergency? Like, I've pooped.
You have to pick up her poo or else you're going to die. It's a scenario from the Saw.
The men come and they're holding a gun against my head. Pick up the poo.
Yeah.
Kill me. Wait, you don't die if you don't pick it up. She dies if you don't pick it up.
All right, I'd pick it up.
And smear it on your face.
Yeah. I just don't think I'd pick it up for myself. I mean, I've had
just
a good
kill
life.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I picked up my own poo.
Danny, did you have a bolt hole story this week?
Honestly, this last story.
That's it. That is good. Good. You can't top that. You can't top that.
Drop it. Drop the mic.
All right. Jennifer is saying that we should go with hashtag wet fuzzy thing this week in honor of Danny's many bathroom exploits in this episode.
Crazy. It's crazy the amount of times he's probably gone to the bathroom.
Yeah, my kids love these bathroom stories. I tell them these and they laugh so hard.
Yeah, they probably think that they're all tall tales, Danny.
Yeah, to them it is. They don't understand anything, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, this was very fun to get together on a Sunday. This was like basically like Sex in the City. This was like our brunch, just like getting to get together and talk about our weekend.
Yeah, it was great.
Three tasty bros having a great Sunday morning.
Just broing out super hard on a Sabbath.
All right. Well, we will be back next Tuesday with a regularly scheduled edition of News AF. Tyson, anything else you want to tell people to check out until then?
Until then?
Yeah.
No, I was going to try and get a review, but I didn't pull it up in advance. That's okay. And you know how slow
I don't want it to knock out your internet.
No.
It already kind of is.
Don't do it. Put it away. Happy birthday to my lovely wife, Nicole.
Listen to this podcast?
No, I don't think she ever has.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to you, Nicole.
Yeah.
I saw some party photos.
Yeah, it's all happening. So nice. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes and everybody who was watching us. Who was watching from church? They said they were watching. Somebody said that they were watching.
That's our friend Sean.
Yes. Okay. Was watching the show in church today. Is that a sin or is that okay if you watch the show from church?
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I encourage it.
Okay. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Shaka, bros.